Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, July 30th, and happy 74th birthday to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. The Gwinnett police are seeking the public's help to identify a woman found dead in Yellow River Park. Snellville held its millage rate for the seventh consecutive year. Northside and United Healthcare are close to a deal to resolve contract disputes. Gwinnett County Schools will require face masks in school facilities and on buses. And finally, an exclusive Andrew Lloyd Webber musical coming to Aurora Theater. Plus, we'll talk to Daily Post sports editor Will Hammack and find out about the Gwinnett County connection to the Tokyo Olympics.
And he went to Norcross High School, played football and baseball at Norcross. He's an athletic trainer. Worked for a long time at Sports Medicine South in Lawrenceville as a PA and athletic trainer. But he's on the medical staff for USA Track and Field for the men's and the women's team. So you'll see him down on the track. You'll see him at events and work on athletes, keeping those guys sharp and those women sharp for the U.S. team.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Gwinnett police are trying to determine the identity of a woman who was found dead at Yellow River Park in unincorporated Stone Mountain Wednesday morning. The body of a deceased female was found at the park located at Juhan Road, and officers were called to the scene on an unknown medical call at 6:30 a.m. The woman, who has been described as being a light-skinned black female between the ages of 20 and 35 with 4 tattoos, was found dead under a tree. Firefighter paramedics who responded to the scene determined the woman died from a gunshot wound. The tattoos found on the woman's body include a heart cross tattoo with the date 8-16-07 in pink or reddish ink on the right side of her neck, the phrase "Faith makes all possible" on the left side of her neck, what appeared to be Roman lettering with the dates 9-16-2002 on her wrist, and the number 222 and red lips right on the back of the woman's neck above the numbers. Anyone who has information about the woman's identity or her death is asked to contact the police.
It's better than I thought. An Audi. I'm getting a car.
Peter, there's a T in there. That says audit.
No, Brian. It's a foreign car. The T is silent. Sweet, I'm getting an Audi.
The Snellville City Council adopted a millage rate of 4.588 mils for the seventh consecutive year. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, the city did see new tax revenue growth of $31.29 million over last year, and just 4 years ago, the new growth was only $8.6 million. Because the proposed levy is slightly higher than the rollback millage rate, the city had to hold 3 public hearings. Last month, the City Council unanimously adopted the staff-proposed $13.61 million general fund budget covering July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2022. The budget allows the city to maintain a competitive salary structure in all service areas and addresses infrastructure needs in several areas. Just days before a contract cutoff date, United Healthcare and Northside Hospital are moving toward a deal that would keep 3 of the Atlanta-based systems hospitals in the insurer's network. An agreement also would bring Northside's hospitals in Lawrenceville and Duluth back into the insurer's fold after 5 months out of network. A letter of agreement has been signed between the two parties, which are now working out the exact terms of the deal. The agreement, as is, will mean uninterrupted access for United members to Northside hospitals in Atlanta and suburban Cumming and Canton. And eventually, a contract will add Northside's Lawrenceville and Duluth hospitals for the first time to United's Medicare Advantage network. A deal would renew a relationship that sometimes looked to be on shaky grounds the past month. The impasse sparked concerns among thousands of United members who use Northside providers. Northside Hospital Atlanta is an important feature for insurers' networks with a reputation of delivering more babies a year than any other community hospital in the country.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires & More in Lawrenceville. We're your go-to place for tires and complete car care.
Celebrate your independence all month long with A1 Tires & More. Don't put off that routine car maintenance. Taking care of your tires, brakes, and AC will help keep your vehicle safe, reliable, and running longer, helping you avoid roadside breakdowns. So visit A1 Tires & More before you go on vacation.
All of our work at A1 Tires & More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Mask on. What? Keep your mask.
Keep it on.
Mask on. Keep your mask on.
Hey.
I don't need you breathing in my face.
Not in my face.
Face masks are going to be required again in Gwinnett County schools after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new guidance on Tuesday that said people should wear face masks even if they're fully vaccinated because of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Gwinnett County Public Schools Superintendent J. Alvin Wilbanks announced masks will be required in GCPS facilities and on school buses. The requirement applies to all students, staff, and visitors, regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Parents are being given until August 2nd to decide if they want to change their reference for how their child will be taught this semester, meaning whether they want their child taught in person or digitally. The district is telling families to contact their local school if they want to make a change in how they prefer to have their child taught. The move to require masks in school comes as case numbers continue a sharp rise in Gwinnett County. The two-week new COVID-19 case rate in Gwinnett has more than tripled in the last month, with steady increases each week. For fans of oft-awarded composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville will be the center of the musical theater universe from August 28th through September 12th. The Aurora Theater will return to live performance with a limited engagement of Webber's celebrated 1979 musical Song and Dance, which features a first act told through song and a second act showcasing dance. Song and Dance will star India Tyree in the role that won Bernadette Peters her first Tony Award, with cello virtuoso Noah Johnson providing accompaniment. The Aurora Theater is one of a handful of theater companies allowed by the producers to stage Song and Dance, and according to the licensing company's website, this will be the only production of the musical in the world at this time. The Aurora Theater's limited presentation of Song and Dance begins Saturday, August 28th. Special socially distanced seating performances are set for 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 4th, and at 8 p.m. on Monday, September 9th. At the present time, Aurora will allow full capacity seating and vaccinated patrons are not required to wear a mask, although the situation is fluid, so updates can be obtained by visiting the website.
Children's Healthcare of Atlanta welcomes you to join us for our Health Fair and Kids Expo event on Saturday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville. Admission is free. The first 250 kids receive a free backpack with school supplies and other goodies. There will be fun activities for the family and kids, free COVID vaccines, free health screening, blood mobile, door prizes, special presentations, and more. That's Saturday, July 31st at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville.
And now, courtesy of Kia Mall of Georgia, Gwinnett Daily Post sports editor Will Hammack joins the podcast.
Will, let's jump right into it. We have more kids from Gwinnett County committing to play sports in college.
It seems to be a weekly tradition here, especially this time of the year. We get a lot of college commitments in the summer when kids are doing visits. And I had four over the past week. Rachel Ruff from Kennesaw State, she signed with Kennesaw State. She's from Hebron, state championship pole vaulter. She has a bright future. Football-wise, Luke Jones, he's a rising senior at Lanier. He committed to UAB, big offensive lineman. He's going to anchor the Lanier line this year. Another Lanier player in baseball, Jackson Marcantel. He's got a good future as a right-handed pitcher. He's going to play D1 baseball for Austin Peay. I think he'll do really well. And then soccer at Mill Creek, Ella Williams, committed to Presbyterian. She's did a great job on that nationally ranked Mill Creek soccer team last year, and I look for her to have a big year this year as a senior as well.
Will, is it uncommon for these kids to be committing before their senior year, or is this normal?
It's kind of become the norm, kind of, especially in the summer. Kids do a lot of visits and kind of make their decision and get it out of the way. And they have to, until November generally, to sign. So we'll get between now and November, we'll get a pretty steady stream of them. But a lot of them tend to do it in the summer just to knock it out, get it out of the way, and focus on their senior year. If they have time, especially, to get all their visits in during the summer when they have some time off.
Will, tell me about the Gwinnett County connection we have to the Tokyo Olympics happening right now.
Yeah, Harris Patel, a good friend of mine, he went to Norcross High School, played football and baseball at Norcross. He's an athletic trainer, worked for a long time at Sports Medicine South in Lawrenceville as a PA and athletic trainer. He's very connected in Gwinnett, does a lot of different things here in the county, has his own business now here in Gwinnett. But he's on the medical staff for USA Track and Field for the men's and the women's team. So you'll see him down on the track, you'll see him at events and working on athletes, keeping those guys sharp and those women sharp for the U.S. team. So he does a great job over there. He's involved with a lot of things. He did the NBA bubble last year, worked on the medical staff there. He's going to do more NBA stuff. He's going to do the summer league this year, and he's involved with the Gold Cup. Until he went to the Olympics, he was with the U.S. men's soccer team in the Gold Cup. So he's a really busy guy now, and glad I get to know him and keep up with all his adventures.
Do you, as you're watching the Olympics, do you kind of geek out when you see him on TV?
Yeah, we keep an eye out for him. He's actually treated my wife for a couple of things at the orthopedics place. So she keeps an eye out for him, too, when we see events, look at the soccer games and the track on the sidelines, see if we get a shot at him.
We're joined on the podcast by Will Hammack. He's the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And tell me about professional baseball in Gwinnett County. How are the Stripers doing?
Doing really well. They've been kind of a stumbling season for a lot of it. And they started July 0-6. And since then, they reeled off 15 out of 18. I guess it's 15 out of 19 now that they've won. So really on a great stretch right now. Kyle Wright had a great effort the other night, 8 shutout innings, and that stopped a 15-game winning streak by Memphis. But this team's really playing well right now, really hitting the ball well. And those guys are really going to be the future of the Atlanta Braves baseball. So it's good to see them taking off. Look for them to finish strong this season.
And, Will, what are you looking forward to this weekend and next week?
We got the Stripers coming back. That'll be I hope they can continue their role. But I think the main thing everybody's looking at right now is high school football. They started practice this week, and next week they start practicing in pads. So when you hear those pads popping, you know high school football is going to be close. And that's really got everybody excited here in Gwinnett County. So looking forward to see what our teams do in the coming months.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call call it Mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're rsandrews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.